if you know the dispersion relationship, you can calculate the density of states. You take equally spaced states in K, and for every K, you calculate both solutions. So you calculate this solution and that one, and you look how often the different solutions appear in frequency. And when you do that, first it's constant like you expect for a one-dimensional system. You get this von Hove singularity of the acoustic branch. Then there's a band gap where there are no there's no density of states for these this frequency range. Then again, you see a von Hove singularity at the bottom of the optical branch, and another one at the top of the optical branch. And above this point, there are no more solutions in this problem. So the density of states goes to zero here and just stays zero forever. And it turns out that this this one is harder to calculate analytically, so I did this numerically. This is the dispersion relationship. It tells me omega and k, but to get to the density of states, it was done numerically.
And this is then a second column in this table. Over here, there's a linear chain with two masses. These were the differential equations we solved. These are the eigenfunctions of the translation operator that we put into the equations. We calculated the dispersion relationship. If you have two masses, you can put them in. I can make this one, say, heavier than the other one, and it replots. It will calculate the dispersion relationship for me. An interesting case is you put them both together, and the gap goes to zero. So you get a, if you make them both the same, then the size of this gap goes to zero. All right. And then you can calculate the density of states. There's also a button to calculate the density of states. And once you have the density of states, you can calculate these other properties, the internal energy, the entropy, the Helmholtz free energy. And over on the left are the buttons that you need to get to them. So here you would copy the density of states into this, and it would calculate for you the Helmholtz free energy. So let me think. I've done...